This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. Before we start this off, I got two things I need to just throw out there to you. Right. First thing first, I don't know what happened last night. I lost power in the middle of the segment with Dan Zimmerman from The Truth About Guns. We'll try to get him back on Friday. And I've been called about this by a few people today. Despite what you may have read, Cummings Broadcasting did not tell their hosts to stop talking about certain things, and Genesis Communications Network has not communicated to me that I can no longer speak about anything. Talk radio is wide open still. So, file that away. Joining me now from Combat Speed LLC is Super Dave Harrington. How goes it, sir?
Just fine, Mr. Bill. How are you this evening?
I'm doing good. Cool. You know, it's late afternoon. It's before dinner, right?
Right.
Right.
Everything's going smooth for me. I cannot complain.
How is the recovery?
Well, that's the, you know, that's the glitch in the matrix. I overdid it. Now, I know that's a shocker. Put your surprise face on. But I've really focused the last 4 or 5 days on taking it extremely easy and icing and whirlpooling and everything. I feel great, but the fact of the matter is, the point was made, I'm far from being well, and I have to monitor my level of physical activity, dude. Otherwise, you know, I'm off and running and lose track of time and what's going on until my leg blows up. So I got to stop doing that.
Yeah, well, you know, that's hard to to just sit back and
it's
not
a balancing point.
Yeah.
Well, the thing about it is I'm trapped between my physical well-being and my psychological well-being.
Yeah.
You know, for a while there, you know, I've been trapped inside my head for months. So when I got my mobility back, it's, you know, not a big shocker that I did too much a little too soon.
You got mobile, agile, and hostile, didn't you?
Yeah, and paying for it, too.
Yeah.
So what do you got, Dan? What are you thinking?
First things first, the reason I keep asking you about your recovery is as soon as you're up and running, I'm going to talk you into letting me come down there and spend a day with you and let you refine a few things for me, if you would.
Dude, you don't have to talk me into anything, bro. And as a matter of fact, you don't have to wait. I've got nothing but time right now.
Yeah.
And I am willing enough to spend time with you out at the berm to set you up for success. That's not a problem, dude.
Cool. Anyway.
I just turned that around on you, man. It's on you,
you
now.
You sure did. You sure did. That's all on me. Anyway, what I'd like to kick this off with is, you know, I see a lot of these people out there that, and I've sort of known what was eating me about it, but some of these people out there that carry guns They go for the lowest common denominator. We've talked about the small gun thing and everything else. But, I mean, one of the things that's really been eating me about it, when I say it's not a fighting handgun with certain guns, I never see anybody take a training class and zero one of those little pocket pistols at 25 yards.
Okay.
And then the guys that carry one spare magazine in their pocket and they're carrying the smallest one they can find. I also, while I know what the odds are on ever having to use your gun in self-defense, I also know about the Mumbai attack, and I know about what happened in Kenya at the Westgate Mall.
Right.
And, those kind of things, the fact that it hasn't happened here yet sort of shocks me, to be honest.
It's a shocker.
I mean, my last SATA briefing that I took when I got out of the Army, and that was in 1990. I sort of expected it to happen during the 90s. And ever since then, it just hasn't happened, but I'm still waiting on that to happen. And when that happens, a spare magazine in a pocket, a spare magazine and a pocket pistol, if you get caught in one of those places, is not going to suffice.
Yeah, but I think, you're a little overly concerned, bro. Let me give you a different perspective.
Sure.
I get what you're saying. And in some respects or perspectives, you're absolutely correct. But in other perspectives, you're kind of comparing apples and oranges. One, the bottom line is, if you feel it necessary to carry a firearm for your immediate safety and, physical well-being and that of, your loved ones, if you're, going to charge yourself with their protection, what is in that person's mind in respect to their level of training and preparedness, as well as their choice of kit and equipment to support the ultimate goal of survival, surviving a, violent encounter. But, if it's some white-collar dude that lives in a fairly comfortable and sterile environment, then in his mind, he is not going to need a full loadout to go to the grocery store, dude, and make it back home safe. You know what I mean?
Sure.
It's hard to, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink. All the information's out there, but the first thing people really need to consider before they even purchase a firearm, because the bottom line is, just because you can doesn't always mean you should. However, you should purchase a firearm that suits your needs and supports the operating environment, the demands of the operating environment. So where is that, and what is that, and how does that work? How does a person, systematically go through and analyze their living environment and come to a determination through open source, all kinds of open source mechanisms in respect to, what's what and what neighborhood and, what's going on in the city, the state, your area, and make a decision, kind of do your own threat analysis of the area that you live in, your to and from routes, your primary and alternate routes to anywhere important you've got to go on a regular basis. There's any number of things you can do in respect to hardening your vehicle.
Let me get you held up. Hold up right there. Hold up right there. We're coming up on the break talking to Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC, talking about outlook and trying to make a determination. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Oh, and by the way, go check out Combat Speed LLC. That's his web, or combatspeed.com, and find him at Dave Harrington on Facebook. And like I said, this is Lock and Load. what's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers. fires that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out at franklinarmory.com. We're speaking with Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC, and we were just talking about fortifying your car, making sure there's certain things. When you're out there in traffic, are you amazed how easily people will just get within like 6 inches of each other's bumpers, and you're just thinking, wow, something really bad unfolds here, nobody's going nowhere, we're all just going to die.
Right, it kind of blows my mind. And something I'd like to revisit real quick is basically, dude, during the last segment, I went broad scope on you. The point I was trying to make is it's whatever that individual believes he needs a firearm for, you know, and I always, you know, support doing anything with firearms legally, but, you know, get your carry permit. If you believe that you're only going to miraculously be accosted by only like one or two, maybe a maximum of three bad guys under whatever given circumstances, I don't play the percentages. You can look at it from that standalone viewpoint and, you know, think a quality pistol and at least one reserve mag, preferably two, would get the job done. But in a sense, think about how much time you spend in your vehicle and how much you commute day in and day out. Well, even if you have like a short hour commute, well, what if you go down at the halfway point out on the highway? You know, you're pretty much isolated at that point. So what do you have then? You know, a pocket pistol and one mag. It's just, you've really got to either do the research yourself, because there's so much security type of information and how to do it and use the information that's readily available, open source stuff, to make yourself a harder target and to be smarter, tactically smarter, and, you know, plan. You know, have a plan. Have a, you know, have some contingencies. Have, you know, something to do when things go bad, instead of when things go bad, oh my God, shoulda, coulda, woulda.
What did I do?
Right, what do I do now? But dig us, dude. Coming back on task, you had asked me, well, there was a continuation piece, correct?
Well, I mean, you touched on part of it. I mean, a lot of people look at what they see in self-defense statistics, and that becomes some sort of rule where I only need to be prepared to deal with, huh?
That's okay, because you know what's happening? When people come up with wacky stuff like that, they're just basically identifying the simple fact they don't know what they're talking about. You know what I mean?
I do.
You choose to engage and explain it to them, kind of help them out or straighten them out, I don't know.
A lot of them don't want to hear it. A lot of them think,
yeah, but dude, that's the beauty of the gun realm thing. You know, if you're a gun owner, you're a gun expert. You didn't know that? You didn't get your expert badge when you purchased your blaster?
Yeah, and I left the Army. I left my secret squirrel badge there, too. So I didn't
know. Now, granted, dude, I'm going to throw everybody a big fat bone right now.
Throw them one.
If the simple fact is killing someone with a firearm is not that complicated, you do have to have the intestinal fortitude or the willingness to do it as, you know, a legal law-abiding citizen. But dig this, man. It's not rocket science, but if you want to be good at it, you got to practice. You got to train. You got to practice and put the time in on the guns. Your choice of kit and equipment is critical. I highly recommend, if you're like an entry level or novice, or dude, it really doesn't matter what your skill level is. If you have a legit question as it relates to the mechanics of shooting or tactics as it relates to your functional areas or operational environment, seek out professional advice and get legit answers the first time, the first go round. Don't beat yourself up, you know, trying to pinch it. Here's what I see the most of in the gun realm. People are embarrassed to ask about holsters or gear or, you know, what do you recommend? This is what I'm trying to do, kind of a thing. That's why everybody, including myself, has boxes of kit and equipment, and some of it, dude, is stuff I've never used. I mean, brand new, dude, in the wrapper.
Right.
I bought it thinking it was the item I needed, only to find out it wasn't. And then, dude, push come to shove, one thing or, you know, something over there, you know, another shiny object, and I lose the receipt and can't take it back.
Right, right, right.
So, but anyway, it's, I wouldn't get, I no longer, you know, I used to get frustrated with people like that, that, you know, because one, I just don't like, people that don't know what they're talking about. Let alone somebody that's going to like really force what they don't know on you. That's out. It's a process of identifying what a person knows or doesn't. I'm kind of giving it to you from a instructional viewpoint right now, okay?
Right.
This is part of the evaluation process I've got to go through with everybody. What do you already know and understand? You know, what determination can I come to based on my observations of your ability to perform? What does that tell me? What does that allow me to do in respect to my decision-making process of either selecting a start point or either accelerating or decelerating the learning curve?
Are coming up on that? I am. Hang on for me right there. We're coming up on the next break. You can find Super Dave. You can find him on Facebook, and you can find the latest of what's going on with Super Dave. You catch a nice guitar riff. Hear how his recovery's coming, and combatspeed.com, the work in progress. It's about to start to populate, I think. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
The mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives, with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is criticizing the supporters who stormed the U.S. Capitol. President Trump telling reporters in South Texas his administration is about supporting law and order and the halls of government. He also called on people to respect law enforcement and be peaceful. Regarding the riots last week, acting U.S. Attorney for Washington, D.C., Michael Sherwin, says people are being held accountable for their actions.
As we sit here now, literally days after this event happened, we have already opened more than 170 subject files, meaning these individuals have been identified as potential persons that committed crimes on the Capitol grounds, inside and outside. So of those 170 cases that have already been opened, and I anticipate that's going to grow to the hundreds in the next coming weeks, we've already charged over 70 cases.
USA Radio News. Surgeon General Jerome Adams says the government is catching up in the race to vaccinate people against the coronavirus.
We're in a race against this virus, and quite frankly, we're behind, but we're accelerating. The good news is that 700,000 people are getting vaccinated every single day.
Adams says the government is changing its guidance on vaccinations.
Not going to hold back that second dose anymore because now we have enough in reserve that we can just start pushing those doses out there. We're going to have clear guidance from the CDC to governors that they should vaccinate people 65 and above.
The 85th Masters Tournament is limiting attendance this year due to the pandemic. Chairman Fred Ridley of the Augusta National Golf Club says only a select number of patrons will be allowed to attend the Golf Major, which is scheduled to take place between April 5th through the 11th. At this time, the exact number of people allowed at the event has not been revealed. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out at franklinarmory.com. We're speaking with Super Dave Harrington, and we've been talking about a few things. Now, the reason that I guess I'm concerned with what some people seem to think about what is and is not a good idea if they're going to carry a gun is because I think we have entered a phase in the United States now. We seem to be devolving, and definitely in some locales, but probably in other, you know, locales that you wouldn't consider to be a problem. I think the days of the one or two or three assailants coming at you are probably done.
Well, I wouldn't say they're over, Dave, or done, but the fact of the matter is you're always going to have to worry about, you know, the panhandlers, the homeless, you know, being aware, paying attention to what's going on around you and dealing with low-level potential threats, blah, blah, blah. You can't say, you know, it won't happen, never say never thing, but the simple fact of the matter is the scales have tipped, and I think in terms, I carry what some people would certainly describe as an excessive amount of everything. However, I am absolutely confident that with the kit and equipment that I choose to carry daily, you know, my everyday carry stuff, I will be able to fire maneuver my way out of pretty much anything I could encounter up to a flash mob. You know what I mean?
I do.
But that's only because, in my mind, in my experience, I understand and know what being isolated is and having no one to rely on other than myself and whoever's on the other end of the radio, but immediate support or anything like that, not happening. You understand what I mean?
I do.
So when you are literally on your own and you have the opportunity to take enough stuff with you, that's exactly what you're going to do. You know, it's almost a self-correcting problem. You know what I mean?
I do.
But doing it in the middle of some kind of attack is not the time to be doing it. I've got, tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to shoot a little video. I'll get it to you somehow. But because of my altered state of mobility and what I have had to, you know, the obstacles I've had to negotiate through this Achilles recovery, I basically, I call it a war bag. It's not even a go bag. It's a war bag.
Okay.
And it's my alternate off-body carry method. It is supported by, you know, a specific gun bag that, or I can't say it's a gun bag because I made it a gun bag, but it's a, you know, one of those, it's a little utility sling bag.
Okay.
But what I switched on to is the layout of the pockets and the direction the pockets open or unzip is ideal for left side carry, left hand opening for right hand access in a cross draw manner. And, you know, I can carry plenty of reserve ammo, combat lights, primary, you know, alternate contingency, utility light, a good knife. Now, it doesn't classify as a fighting knife, but it's not your mama's paring knife either.
Right.
You know, you always need a good knife. You always need something sharp. And that's all I have in it. And that's all I put in it. But in respect to the number of doctor's appointments I've had to keep and the kind of places I've been having to go where going, you know, like strapped with a belt rig and a concealment vest is not the best option. It's, and, you know, borderline unprofessional. So you got to do something, right?
Right.
And nobody's ever questioned my man purse war bag. You know, it's just, you know, it's my man purse. You can call it whatever you want. Women carry all kind of wacky stuff.
I have something that I carry that if I'm going to be more than an hour away from the house, I carry something I call the Antifa Welcome Wagon Bag.
Whoa, dude.
And inside the Antifa.
You need to expand that to the every bad guy bag.
The every bad guy bag.
Yep.
So, having said that, whatever I see coming from. I used to also call it the ISIS welcome wagon bag, but they've gotten sort of quiet.
Mm-hmm.
So I can change that with the times. But, I mean, that's got a folding AR pistol in it, a chest rig, and a trauma kit, and spare ammo, and I've got headlamps and flashlights, and we've got a knife to stick on me. And
you know, the kind of stuff that you're pointing out, may I expand on it in one respect?
Well, you got a minute and a half. Go.
It takes time and energy to manage your gear. You know what I'm saying?
I do.
If you're going to, you know, if you're, like, for example, if you're going to have a full kit go bag in your vehicle at all times, well, is it dedicated or is it a bag that you've got to put in and out of the vehicle when you want to want it in there? Keeping track of stuff, you know, lights, if you're into the rechargeable battery thing, which I highly recommend. Streamlight makes a lot of awesome products, but you got to keep, you know, you got to manage all that. You got to get it organized and check your lights and make sure things are charged up and blah, blah, blah. It takes time and energy. It's a constant thing. It's something that has to be managed every day, not, you know, I'm going to pack this bag and I'm going to put it here and it's going to be there when I need it.
Right.
It doesn't always work like that.
I understand. I do. I actually go into it and take things out and put things back in. But anyway, you hang on for me. We've got one more break to go through. Super Dave, of course, is recuperating. So that means he's not training anybody right now. But he is definitely getting to a point to where his mobility is coming back. And you can check him out at his Dave Harrington on Facebook. And then combatspeed.com, that's his website. That's the work in progress. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. Talking to Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. I one thing I have figured out is that I'm just going to quit trying to convince people that they should do this or do that, and I'm just going to, you know, all of the things that came to my attention came via a video. And So I was a little honestly shocked at some of the attitudes. Not so much because they didn't like what I did, because, you know, that part shocked me too. That's a little bit like being in the schoolyard. But right. the part that shocked.
You know, everybody can have an opinion, and just because you have one doesn't make you right.
Yeah.
You know, that's the beauty of America in the first place, is we have a choice. We can choose. I don't, you know, that's as simple as I can describe freedom. We can choose. A lot of people don't have that.
No, they don't.
But, you know, some people, you know, are just operating with less information than others. So when I stumble across or encounter one of these cats, I just do my best to convince them to look at things from a different perspective. And normally, you know, it has a positive influence, because a lot of people have never, like, got out of their box. You know?
I do. And
like,
I
get out of
that.
The boat. You know, yeah. A lot of people believe that, you know. Never get out of the boat. But anyway, I was joking. The fact of the matter is, a person has to know, and I'm not just saying believe, but know, and there's a difference. Because you can believe whatever somebody tells you, but you can know different. You know what I mean?
Right.
You have to know in your mind's eye that the kit and equipment that you have selected for your protection and the protection of your loved ones balanced with your ability to use the gear to its maximum effect as efficiently as possible, you better hope you did your math. Because, you know, if you don't come up with the right sum, there's going to be some horrific circumstances transpire.
Yes.
So, you can just throw it out there to lighten the mood, kind of like big boy rules, But a lot of people don't know what the rules are. And the fact of the matter is, rule number one should be there are no rules anyway. There are no rules to surviving. You're just going to do it or not. So, but there's a lot of misinformation out there. There's a lot of people that believe certain things that work for a specific area, like, say, geographical area in this country, that just simply don't apply in other terrain environments, you got to be fluid, man. You got to be well-versed. You have to be well-balanced. And it takes time and effort to be, or become a well-balanced fighter. And that's taking advantage of everything. Not just guns, because you have them or you're strapped up. Knives, hand-to-hand combat. One of the simplest things people overlook is their physical conditioning. You're only going to be able to fight for as long as you are in shape to do it. You see what I mean?
Right. Well, I'm very aware of that myself, because I'm going to run out of gas quick. So I'm going to have to be doing something sort of bold. I'm probably going to be trying to create space.
Right. Well, that's certainly something to do. Create space. Space gives you time, or should. Time, speed, distance. There's a lot of different aspects.
As far as you creating space, and I've wondered about this, because sometimes I carry a knife, sometimes I don't, but I've heard that it behooves everybody to carry a little small fixed blade knife to just sort of give some sharp poking to somebody to, like, get them to back off to where you can create space. Do you subscribe to that theory?
I subscribe to carrying some form of sharp implement that can be used for defensive purposes, but you need to take into consideration the length of the blade and just, use a template of human physiology and look at where all the shallowest major veins and arteries are.
Right.
And those become your targets. A one-inch blade, I'll poke your eyes out, for sure. A one-inch blade, provided, you keep it sharp enough, will certainly reach a jugular, with it pressed into your neck. What are you willing to do to survive? People are, to an extent, and when I say people, it's kind of a broad brush statement, but a lot of people are desensitized by the media and TV and violent video games and all that,
I do.
It's not hard to rack them and stack them. What becomes difficult in some circumstances for the good guys is having to play by the rules, fight the bad guys under the good guy rules. And that's a train wreck in a lot of respects. The total violation of the fight fire with fire concept. But that's just how it is. You know, you have to be a responsible citizen. And I don't care who you are or what you're involved in for work, if you choose, if you're of age and you can legally own firearms, purchase them to own, the responsibility comes with it. It's a moral responsibility that comes with being a firearms owner.
Right.
Because it is an implement of death and destruction. That's why they were invented. You know, easier way to kill people. But, and the fact of the matter is, human beings are going to continue to kill human beings, you know, forever, infinity. It's going to continue. It's in our nature. But, dig it.
Well, I'll tell you
that's
what.
That's all I got, man.
Well, that's good. We ran out of time. You finished perfectly. That you're developing such a huge media sense. Thank you very much for joining me.
Very cool. Thank you for the opportunity, Mr. Bill.
Always, always, always a pleasure to deal with Super Dave Harrington. Thank you very much. Coming up next, second hour, it's just going to be me and you. We're going to address a few things you're thinking about. We're going to address some things maybe you haven't been thinking about. Coming up. Provided the power doesn't go out. Fingers crossed. This is Lock and Load. Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
At STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIGuns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
The last year was a brutal wake-up call and proved why you should always prepare far in advance for any emergency life throws at you. This year, the smartest move is to stockpile long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts up to 25 years in storage, ready to eat the moment you need it. Listen, failure to plan means planning for failure. Why wait for another crisis when you can easily and affordably have a 3-month, 6-month, even 1-year supply of food on hand? We're My Patriot Supply, the nation's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of customers for over a decade with tens of thousands of 5-star reviews. Our mission is your survival. So try our foods. They're delicious and provide 2,000 calories a day. Plus, our food kits will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in as little as 2 days. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.